So again, I just want to give tremendous hakaras hatov, peischem chveid achzanya to the Strausses, to Moshe, a Talmud who's much more than a Talmud, and he knows that, for taking care and opening up his bias, his home, to thank his parents. They'd be very upset at me if I started to talk about his parents, and if I started to really talk about his parents, that would take all the time we have here. But they're mamish emudim of chesed, the Avos Yisrael, the Avos HaTorah, and for them to open up their bias to all of us, they're not here. Sometimes, you know, parents get nervous about such things. But tremendous hakaras hatov to Moshe and to his parents for opening up the bias for our chizik and our soros. It should be a big schus for your beautiful mishpach, for only simcha and only bracha, that's Hashem is barach. Amen. And don't ever forget, this is your bias, this is your home. You have a house in West Hempstead. But your zoycha, this is your home. I don't even have a home, I only have a house. I'm not zoycha yet to have a home. The whole country is my home. I want to also thank Eliyahu, Ailey and Jackie also helped out getting things together, getting the word out and getting some of the gashmis to elevate the ruchnis. So deeply appreciate as well. And again, this is chus to be together. To be together in Yerushalayim, Eir HaKodesh, Matzei Shabbos, Kodesh. Matzei Shabbos is the holiest of times of the entire year. Because Matzei Shabbos is where we learn to take the Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos, into the week. And show that we've been changed and we connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam to elevate all the gashmis of the world as well. Well, the choil of the world as well. It's no more special time to be together. You know, we have the minhag, we'll have Bez Hashem in about 4 or 5 weeks, I don't, whatever it comes out to. Bez Hashem is Baruch, maybe 6 weeks. Parshas Ve'erub, you can put on your calendars, January 18th, will be Zoichet of Shal Shudas together. It's already confirmed. That's going to be in Yeshiva in Tevarie, Mamish, where you could see Kodesh, you could see the Kaisel from the Shal Shudas, Mir Tashem. So you can put that all on your calendars, try to be in Yerushalayim for that Shabbos. It's always something very special over the years. I mean, we have to have Mlav Malka also. I don't know. We have to figure it out. Bez Hashem. And again, before I just begin the Ikar Dvarim, again, I apologize to those that didn't have the chance to really spend tremendous time with. This is a very short trip. But that's part of the reason we put this together. So hopefully these words could be the words that talk to your hearts. And the words that we all need to hear to be mechazik us. So I saw a tremendous gematria on the flight here, a few nights ago. I don't know what night. It feels like one long day. It was Wednesday night, if I'm not mistaken. So I was on the flight, and I had a sefer Oyru V'Simcha. It's a very special sefer. And I saw in there a gematria as follows. It says, the Pasuk says in Parshas Korach, by Aaron HaKohen, right? We all remember the story of Parshas Korach. Korach rebels against Moshe and Aaron, and by the end, we want to prove that Aaron's the proper leader. That Aaron's the leader of Klal Yisrael, so all the Nesiim, all the princes, give their sticks, their matah, and a miracle happens, and a tremendous miracle happens, and Aaron's stick, Vayigbal Shkedim, it grows almonds. And that's an amazing miracle to show he's Emes. He's the leader of Klal Yisrael. The rest of the sticks, nothing happened to. So I saw on the way here, if you take the gematria of Shkedim, the almonds, from that pasuk, the gematria of Shkedim, Baal Turim says, is exact. It's 554. It's gematria Chashmanoim. I saw that gematria. I didn't see any more of the Torah. Just that gematria. I said, I don't know how, I don't know what, but this is what we're talking about tonight. Because we have the schus to be together. Now, halavai will be Zoichet Mashiach, and I won't be going back tomorrow night, but if we're not Zoichet Mashiach, then it's a possibility this is the last time we're together before Chanukah. That's the only possibility, because I could come back also, you never know. Maybe. Next Shabbos, we'll do something. Maybe, you never know. But when I saw that, I said, we have to start. It was Rosh Chodesh. I had the schus to be a Rosh Chodesh Kislev. We have to start preparing for Chanukah together. That way, if I'm not Zoichet to be a Chanukah, I'll be chelik of all of your Chanukahs. that the aur of Chanukah will be burning bright in our field, Yerushalayim Dikar. So I said, we have to figure out what this means. That the Shkedim, the Amins of Aaron HaKoye, is Gematria Chashmenoyim. Mayinyin Shmita Etlar Sinai, what does that have to do with anything, Chavra? Now the Sefer Aur B'Simcha himself, that's the Baal Turim. Then he says, Vayigmol Shkodim, that they blossomed Amins. Vayigmol is Gematria 89, which is exactly Gematria Chanukah. So Vayigmol Shkedim, this is the Chanukah and the Chashmenoyim. But what's the kasha? What's the inyan? And it goes even further. Right? This is all to defeat Korach, to show that Korach is not the true leader, and Aaron is the true leader, right? Korach, what were the complaints that he had? He spoke about tzitzis, if you have a talis shekula tcheles, why do you need tzitzis at the end? And then he spoke about mezuzah, if you have a room full of Sifrei Torah. So he spoke about tzitzis, why do you need a mezuzah, right? This was his complaints against Moshe Rabbeinu. Tzitzis and mezuzah. So Chevron knows the famous idea that when a person, that really, the menorah, depends how your house is and how things are, but could be by your front doorway. And why is that? So it's told over already, it's from the Sheoltos, and everyone brings it down, that you can you walk into your doorway, and you'll have your mezuzah on the right, and you'll have your menorah on the left, and you're wearing tzitzis in the middle. It's going to be mali full of mitzvahs. And the three mitzvahs are the menorah, tzitzis, and mezuzah. So here we have Vayigmol is the Chashmonayim, Shkedim is Chanukah. He's going against Aaron. We'll get to that in a moment. But his complaints are about the mezuzah and the tzitzis, which is connected to the menorah as well, obviously. Now, just right away, the connection, Aaron, HaKoyin, Koyin Gadol, and the menorah, so the mitzvah of the menorah is given to Aaron, so we already see a kesha, we already see a connection. But what does this all mean to us? Now, Chevra, we can talk, finally. Finally, I feel like I can open up and talk really deep Torah with the Chevra. I don't mean finally, we tried always to talk deep Torah, but it's different when you're back in Chutz Laretz. Hearts are not open in the same way. Still, those of you who have cell phones and actually have internet on your phone, hearts might not be open yet, I'm not sure. But okay, I'm not sure why you haven't learned that yet. Maybe halfway at least, maybe we'll open the rest of it tonight. So what's this all talking about? So Chevra, I want to share with you one of my favorite Torahs. And I think this Torah, Mamish, could answer it all and bring it all together and prepare us what Chanukah is all about and what every day of this year should be for each and every one of you. This incredible schus that you have to be learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael with no distractions and no responsibilities, to work on yourself as a person, as a Jew, in learning. It's a priceless time. What a schus you have. What incredible parents you have. Just stop and think about that for a moment. Last night, I was with my Bechor, Shmuel Yaakov, was and at the very end, we were leaving, we had a long night, but we ate Suda, obviously, by Rivial Rakovsky, the most beautiful Suda in the world, and then we had a Shalom Zachar and Ranish Kol, and then we came back to the Old City, and we ended up sitting and learning by the Kaisel, and we left a little bit after, around 1 o'clock, something like that. We're walking back, and I'm just stopped for a moment. I said, look at this. Lel Shabbos Kodesh. We have the schus to be standing, learning Torah by Kaisel Maravi. It's like incredible. Just stop and think and realize what you have. We go through life. We often don't stop and think and appreciate the moment that you're in. What a schus that we have now. We had, all of us have had the schus to learn much Torah and Chutz Laretz that we have now. Some of us, this is the first time we're ever learning Torah together. Yerushalayim Erev Kodesh. Matzei Shabbos Kodesh. Prepare for Chanukah. Incredible. This is just itself incredible. So listen to this Torah, Chevra. I'm supposed to be using this, but this, you know, if you use a microphone, then you're not hearing the lave. You're hearing like a secondary voice. So the doctors, whatever will be. If I have to have a second procedure, I have a second procedure. Don't tell my wife. She doesn't listen to any of the Shir Moya Torah, so I don't have to worry. But just... Anyways, Lamaisa. The Or Gedalia, or Gedalia Shor, Rav Avram Shor is his father. Gedalia Shor explains, if you look in Parshas Korach, in the end of the Sefer, on Korach, he has like these lakutim, shorter pieces, and there he says as follows. He brings down the Daskenim Baal Toisvus, and others say as well, it's based on a Gemara, but that when Aaron's stick blossomed, there were two miracles that occurred. The main miracle, we know that almonds grew on this stick. It wasn't attached to the ground. That itself is incredible, right? But there was a secondary miracle, a seemingly insignificant miracle. What happened? As follows. When a fruit tree grows, when almonds usually grow, and I remember when I saw the Torah the first time, I went online, checked it out to make sure, see how it is. When almonds grow, and all fruits, it's the same thing. If you go into your fruit tree, when it blossoms, first flowers grow, and then the flowers fall off when the fruit blossoms. When the fruit sprouts, the flowers fall off. So Das Kedem, Bali Toysos, and others bring down that Aaron's stick, and it's based, if you read the Psukim and the Gemara like this, Aaron's stick, not only did this stick that's detached from the ground grow almonds, it first grew flowers, but when the almonds grew, the flowers stayed on the stick. When the almonds grew, the flowers stayed on the stick. And we have to understand why this secondary, seemingly insignificant miracle. You want to show that his stick blossomed and you're different than everybody else and you're the leader. Why the secondary miracle? The flowers should stay on the stick when the fruits grow, when the almonds grow. So listen to what Argadelia says, Mamish, just if you just remember this Torah, if you don't even understand how we bring it back to Hanukkah and you forget, just don't ever forget this Torah, please. He says, you know who a leader is? And by the way, every one of us could be a leader. Asteh l'charav doesn't just mean have a Rebbe, which is so important to have a Rebbe and someone you could trust and someone you could learn from and someone you could grow from. Asteh l'make yourself into a Rav as well. And it doesn't mean you have to go into chinuch. Trust me, most of you shouldn't go into chinuch. It's your wife won't be happy. It's that simple. It's that simple. But you should all be B'nai Torah. You should all be Talmidei Chachamim. Tzadikim. But listen to this Torah, Chaver, don't ever forget. I say, L'chav, you have to be a Rebbe, meaning you have to be great. Everyone here could be a leader. Everyone should be a leader. And you know who a leader is? Listen to what Dar Gedalia says. You know who a leader is? So the fruit represents an accomplishment. The fruit is the end product. The flowers is the growing process. The flowers is as the fruit is growing, and then the end accomplishment is the fruit. So usually when the fruit grows, the flowers could fall off. We don't need them anymore. We finish growing. Aaron HaKohen, you know the godless of Aaron HaKohen? He was accomplishing great things. He was finishing mesechtas, and he was doing acts of chesed, and doing incredible things that were the fruits. But you know what else? The flowers never fell off the stick. Meaning what? He never stopped growing. He never stopped working on himself. He saw the accomplishment, said, I could even be more. I finished mesechla, hadronelach. We're going to have Sima Shas this year. And you know what? We're going to hear, not just Sima Shas, but hadronelach. We're going to go back again. And I want to be more. I want to understand it better. In a doyma mea pamla mea ve'echad. Who here chaz with something 101 times? I want to be more. I want to understand the Gemara better. I want to be a better Balmidos. I want to give more to people. Shana Beck, guys, I did Hask one summer. I'm good to go. I did my chesed for life. What, are you kidding me? So I did Hask one summer and I have to learn how to do more and give more. You can never stop growing as a Balmidos, as a giving individual. Trust me, you'll learn this when you have to give to your wife and your children. It's a lot more Mesiras Nefesh. Because it's daily. And you take it for granted. And you have to be the biggest Baal Chesed in the world. I could always be more. I always be growing. So the leader, is somebody that's accomplishing, but at the same time, he never stops growing. I always could be more. I always want to be more. Every day. That's Vayigmal Shkedim. Those almonds of Aaron HaKohen were not just almonds. They're almonds with flowers that we're accomplishing and we're finishing and we're growing, but I'm never stopping to grow. Every day, you could stop and you could think, look, I've already, Baruch Hashem, I achieved more this year than I've achieved my whole life in learning. My whole life is in davening. My whole life, I've worn tzitzis this year more than I've ever worn tzitzis since Achleis Nishad, I had my upsharin, and I didn't know better. But I have to always be growing. I have to be working on myself, being more. That's the lesson of Aaron Cohen by Yigmal Shkedim. That's what we learn from Yigmal Shkedim. Yantav Chanukah, Yantav of Chanukah is Yantav of Or, of light, of Ruchnius, of Torah. And there's a big machlek, it's a very famous machlek, it's Bisham Beis Hillel. Poiches v'hoilech, poiches, or moisef v'hoilech. Should we start with 8 candles and go down, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, or start with 1 and go up to 8? And how are we paskin? We all know. Moisef v'hoilech. We paskin in the essence of Chanukah is, I want to be more. Day one, I light one candle. Day two, two candles. Day three, three candles. It's the yontav of Ruchnis, the yontav of Ar, the yontav of Kiner Mitzvah Torah Ar, in the deepest Choshech, in the deepest darkness. But it's not just an Ar. It's an Ar that is constantly growing. It's a light that's constantly becoming more. Whoever you are right now, and everybody's different, and only be yourself, don't try to be someone you're not. It's also very difficult in yeshiva. It's very, very difficult in yeshiva. Yeshiva, there's a lot of competition and a lot of looking around. It's hevel havolim, it's sheker. Because if you're doing something because you're looking around, and you feel that pressure, you're looking around, that's always going to fall to the wayside. You're not being yourself, you're not being emes. You have to be emes, you have to be truthful, you have to be yourself, but your best self. And whatever aura, whatever candle you've lit, let's continue to make that fire much bigger. Moisif Ailech, much bigger than it was. Vayigmal Shkedim, Gematria, Chanukah, Matis Yo. That's the Yontav of Chanukah, is continuously enhancing and building on that light. Are we building on each on ourselves every single day? You have the schus to be in yeshiva. Tomorrow, every Shabbos, because it's the end of a week, you do. Have you done cheshbon and nefesh? You stop and think, what have I done so far? What can I do better? You know, recently, I found it a couple times of the years. Baruch Hashem knows when I need this chizuk. And I found in a drawer this card, a little index card, from when I was in yeshiva, your age. When I was in yeshiva, I was in yeshiva Keren B'Yavin at that point. And I found this card. I'm amazed reading the card. And the card was my Seder Hayom. And mamish, like every minute was accounted for, from the time I woke up to the time I went to sleep, and what I'm doing, including what breaks I was doing, including ichves nish running or whatever else I was doing, every little thing was accounted for. When I would eat, when I would go to sleep, what I was learning for these 15 minutes, what I was learning these, but the gazas in it, what I was got such chizik in my own life now, it wasn't just an index card. There were constant cross outs and things changed, and I remembered the time. A time when I'm constantly analyzing, what could I do more? What could I do better? How could I work on myself? What can I grow in? Not just go and go through the system, but how could I grow? How could I be more than I was yesterday? That's how you'll be the best, your best self. Moistef ha'olich. Every day to be more. Whatever you are now, it's not enough. It's not enough. So you're right, I could be a Rebbe and give you a big hug and I love you and tell you how great you are. Emma says, you know I think that about you. And that's true as well. There has to be that synthesis of feeling good about what you've accomplished. By the way, on Aaron's stick, it didn't only grow flowers, the payros were there also. The accomplishments were there also. Feel proud of your accomplishments. Feel great about what you've achieved so far in your life. And during this few months of Shana Aleph, or those who are year and a few months of Shana Bet, but I could be so much more. It's not enough. And think about how I could be more. What can I work on? How can I grow? That's Moisef Ahilach of the Menorah. That's Vayig Moshkeidim of the Amens. And that's Sitzis and Mezuzah as well. How so? Some of you have shared this Torah, but if you're not thinking about this Torah, you've never been kind of Sitzis before in your life. You know, what is the mitzvah of Sitzis? Does anyone understand what the mitzvah of Sitzis is? It's a strange mitzvah. Just what? All these chulas, all these knots, and these loose strings. Ah, and I'll look at my Sitzis, and I'll remember all the mitzvahs. Like, really? I whether you wear your sitzis out in, we're not going to get into that halachic discussion now. To each their own, whatever you do, it's fine. But your sitzis are going to remind you to keep second and third mitzvahs. Oh, so you know, yeah, Rebbe, because I learned this in first grade. Sitzis is gematria 600, and there are 8 strings and 5 knots, 613. We all know that, right? We read Rashi and Chumash. Really? Who thinks about that? Really? Who's thinking such a way? Oh yeah, when I put on my tzitzis, that's how I right away, oh, look at my tzitzis. Tzitzis, 600, 8, 5, wow, I'm going to remember 630. Really? Really? So you know Rebbe is Gemar Menachos. You're supposed to wear tchelis. which some of us, Baruch Hashem, do. Not sure why the whole world doesn't wear tcheles. I'm not going to start going on that right now, but you have the possibility of the Bekaya Mitzvah Dereisa every single second. And if you don't, you're wearing tzitzis, colored tzitzis, which is still Yotze, the mitzvah. But okay. We're not going to go further into that. Maybe David. But Lameisa, so tcheles, you look at the tcheles, it's Doim Eliyam, Doim Elirikiyah, right? And you think about Hashem. That reminds me of do the mitzvahs. So first of all, as we just mentioned, sadly, not too many are wearing tcheles. Yisrael, I'm sure, wear tcheles. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Somebody. But also, let's be real, I wear tcheles. Every time I look at my tzitzis, I'm thinking about such a cheshbin. Yeah, I should be, but I'm nothing. I don't think properly. So why? How do my tzitzis remind me to keep the Torah mitzvahs? Tzitzis is as follows. What Meshech Chachma explains so beautifully in Parsha Shalach. You know what our tzitzis are? You look at the tzitzis. The beginning of the tzitzis is this finished product, like any beged would be. And the end are these loose strings. You know what that is? It's to remind me, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Hashem created me. Hashem created each and every one of us with talent, with character traits, with abilities. That's the beginning. Well, the chulios and the knots, the loose strings, is life itself. Meaning it's our avoda to finish the product. The beginning, Bereishis Bara Elokim, we finish it. Are we finishing it? Are we constantly working ourselves to finish our beged? Tzitzis reminds me in the same way. I need to work on myself. I have to be doing. I have to be growing. I have to be finishing my beged. Every time I look at my tzitzis, I look at those strings that are still loose. They're still loose. So what am I doing? And the mezuzah? The mezuzah has in it Parsha Shema. We think about these words when we say those words in the morning at night. Bechol, to love Hashem with all your heart, with all your soul. Bechol, not v'av Hashem. You ever think about it? It could be v'av Hashem l'kecha, b'levavcha, b'nafcha, b'modecha, bechol, with your entire, everything that you have. That takes a lifetime of growth. Whoever can say, I love Hashem with everything. If you did, you wouldn't do one thing wrong in your life. You'd be a perfect individual. Ain't tzadik b'shul yechta. All of us have our temptations. All of us fall at times. Sheva yibol tzadik become. So we're not yet mekayim b'av Hashem l'kecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafcha, b'modecha. Every time I kiss my mezuzah, I look at my mezuzah, remember, b'chol levavcha, b'chol. That means I have so much more I have to do. The mezuzah reminds me that I have to be more. The tzitzis reminds me I have to be more. And the menorah is moisa v'haylich. And that's vayigmal shgedim. That's that stick that each and every one of us needs to be more, needs to grow. And we're growing and we have this opportunity, but are we really grabbing onto it? Are we really making the most? Are we making the most of every seder? Am I learning? I had the schus on Thursday. To daven mincha with the tzaddik Yisrael Olam with Rav Itchermayer Morgenstern. The mincha itself, it was worth coming to Eretz Yisrael just to daven that one mincha. Next, I stood right next to him. This just for, you know, it was worth coming to Eretz Yisrael just for the Aleinu. The Aleinu Mamish, he was smiling like, I've never seen Simchas HaChaim like this in my life, to be able to sing Aleinu and the whole Olam singing together Aleinu. Incredible. See an R, you see a light, you see a malach. So afterwards I went into Rav Itchermayer to speak to him. The schus to have some time with Rav Itchermayer is very special. We got some brachos and people. And I asked him one eitzah. I said, Baruch Hashem, I have many talmidim. And they're so special. But a lot of them have a hard time getting a kishmak from learning Gemara. Really feeling and loving their learning. They're loving Yiddishkeit and loving other types of limudim, but Gemara, it's so hard. It's a different language and it's textual, and it's not what they're used to. And he said as follows. He said, because we all go too quickly, and we're all trying to just move, and we're fooling ourselves, and because we know it somewhat, and we just move on. He says, you have to tell your Talmidim, they have to master every line they learn. And when they master every line they learn, inside and out, could tell over outside, every could read it inside, what every word means, really master it, and understand that, coin it, acquire it, they'll love it so much. Because they'll be mechuber to it, they'll attach themselves to it, it's theirs. It's because they don't fully understand it, so you're not enjoying it, because you just move on. Don't worry about how much you do. Know it well, inside, outside, be able to read it, be able to tell it over, every word. It takes a lot of amelus, takes a lot of effort. Are we at that stage yet? Everything we learn in such a way? So I got to do more. It's not enough. Chevra, it's not enough. We have to do more. And we have to grab on and utilize these precious moments of life. I'm so jealous of you. You don't understand how jealous of you. I know I spoke about this other night to some, but I have to just repeat this part. It's just, I come and it's gewaltig. You don't understand how much nachas I have just looking and spending time with each and every one of you and seeing you here and seeing your panim, seeing your face and seeing what you've achieved, the peiros. But I'm also so jealous what I would do for the opportunity that you have to sit and learn all day and work on yourself and grow and in all different areas of limudim and in your Beit HaMachvero and your Beit HaMakom. This is a time, this is such a precious time, you will never have it again for these years. You will never have it again. If I did it now, it would be wrong. If I said, I'm taking off a year to sit and learn, the Rabbanu Shlomo would scream and patch me after 120. It's not your avodah now. You have a wife, you have children, you have talmidim. You have to earn a parnasa. You have to have a lot of achrayos, a lot of responsibilities. The moment you move on from this stage of life, the moment you decide, I'm going on to college and towards that next stage of life, you never again will have what you have now. No matter what. One day you'll retire, Bez Hashem, and be able to sit and learn many, but you have a wife, you have children, grandchildren, which are beautiful achrayos. I don't mean that in a halavai, we should all have it. But what you have now, you will never have again. Grab onto it. Make the most of it. Try to do it for as long as you can. Make more of a minhag that says a shana gimel. Destroys me. I'll tell you, you know, we'll be real and honest. There's different worlds out there. The Hasidish world, the Yeshivish world, the modern... We come from the modern Orthodox world. Right? We come from the modern Orthodox world. I don't mean this. All these worlds, there's no better or worse. They're just different, tashkafically. If you do them all right, you could be... They're all sitting together in Shemayim. Trust me, like meaning Rav Aaron Lichtenstein is sitting together with Rav Shach and Shemayim. And they had very different ways of looking at the world and hashkafically. But they were emes to Torah mitzvahs. That's what it's all about. It's not about what culture you choose, hashkafa you choose. Everyone, to each their own. You should all be open to choose. And it doesn't matter where you came from either. Find yourself. Just because your parents are a particular hashkafa doesn't mean that's how you're supposed to be. I tell my tzaddik all the time, I don't care. He wants to become Breslov, he can become Breslov. He wants to become Hasidic, you could be go to the army and be whatever you want to be. I don't care. Do whatever you want. It's your life. Be Sharmi Torah Mitzvahs. Be a Baal Yerushalayim. Be Baal Avos Hashem. What kind of yarmulke you wear matters. What color shirt you wear matters. It matters to each individual because that's best for you, to help you. It doesn't matter to the Rabbeinu Shalom. I think the Rabbeinu Shalom cares if you wear this yarmulke or you wear a kippah serugah. Abish doesn't care. You're wearing a yarmulke. You have Yer Shemayim. That's what he cares. But, however, in the Yeshiva Shevelt, I'll tell you one mila that we need more in our world. There's certain milas they need in their world. In the Yeshiva Shevelt, it's makubal, it's accepted. Guys sit and learn after high school. 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Then we'll date, get married, learn another few years, and then at some point, though some don't, but we'll do college and go into Parnassa, whatever it may be. I'm not, everyone here should go to do college, everyone, maybe they're Yechidim that shouldn't, but Lameisa, for the most part, to do college, you should go to college and have a good Parnassa, become business and law and medicine. Lichat Chila, it's beautiful. You could be a big Ben Torah and you have to earn a living and support your family. It's garbage. Oh, my wife's family should support me. What is that? That's what the Rebbeinu Shlomo would want. Okay, we're not going to go off on that either right now. But what I'll tell you is like this. Like I said, this is the only time we could do what we're doing. We shouldn't extend it for as long as to Shana Gimel and push for it and to sit and learn a third year at this point in our life. Oh, so I'll go to college 1 year later. So I'll work only 51 years instead of 52 years. Shkoyach, in the grand scheme of things, like I said, this is the only time you could do what you're doing now. You could only do it right now. Again, not... And there's some individuals, you have a cheshbonus, why not? If you're not besimcha and you need to be, of course. But also don't tell me, my parents wouldn't like it. Did you try? I'm not saying you should go to milchama with your parents. Your parents are incredible to you. They let you stay and learn 1 year, 2 years. But did you try? Did you push for it? Did you tell them how important it is to you? Then you could argue after I tried. Acher mei vesem, you get up to shemayim. Why didn't you learn a shana gimel? My parents wouldn't want. Did you discuss it with them? Did you put in the ishtadlus? This is the only time, and Forget about length now for a moment. Even the days that we have, whatever it is, even those of us that will only be here for 1 year, are we making the most of every day? Are we growing every day? Are we flowering, not just creating peros every day? I'm so jealous of what you have right now. And you're not going to grab onto it? And you're not going to make the most of this? Every day? And you're going to waste time? You think it doesn't have ashpa on you? When, okay, I learned, I went first day, second day, third day, and at night I chill with Netflix. You think that doesn't influence you? You think that's the person the Rebbe Shem wants you to be? That's the person that's going to be growing? You're still living in both worlds in that way? Get rid of it for now. Get rid of it for now. Take your phone and get internet off your phone for this year, for this time in your life. Maybe not later in life. There are times when you might need it and you'll put the right filters and do it correctly. Right now, kulo Torah, kulo Rebbeinu Shalom, kulo yourself. Just yourself. Find yourself. You can't find yourself when you're involved in so many things outside of the world that you're in. You don't even know who you are. Just be yourself. You think you can still find yourself with those distractions? You know, I just... one other horror that I spoke about a few nights ago, but again, this, you know, A couple weeks ago, I turned 40 years old. And again, birthdays, to me, birthdays don't mean much to me. Meaning, as far as 1 year, another year, do I feel any different than I felt when I was 39? Do I feel any? I don't, Baruch Hashem, Blein Hara, I don't feel any different than I was when I was 25. I can't say I feel 18, but I think around 25. Now, as a 25-year-old, how could I have an 18-year-old? Okay, that's another cheshbon, but Lemaisa, some people ask how as a 40-year-old, I have an 18-year-old, but okay, Lemaisa, it is what it is. Some of you guys, anyone here 19 yet? Anyone 19? You're 19? Some of the chav is 19. I was engaged at 19, but okay. This is what it is. Lemaisa. So I turned 40. And turning 40, MS caused like a lot of introspection. Caused me to really look into myself. And do cheshbon ha-nefesh. Just because that number, in the world, it means something. And first and foremost, my first thoughts were of the tremendous hakar satov I have to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Thank you, Hashem. I have tremendous hakar satov to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Forgive me, the greatest life in the world. Mamash, the greatest life in the world. There's nothing more that I want in this world, except for that home in Yerushalayim. But outside of that, that's literally the one and only thing. That's literally. There's nothing else. Emes, there's nothing else. I have the most incredible wife in the world, the malach of a wife, the most beautiful, wonderful children in the world. Every moment of my life, I'm zoicha to do what I love and what I believe the Rebbeinu Shalom put me on this earth for. Okay, I'd like a little more time to learn, but I have the most incredible life. So that was my first Torah. All I have is a Kars Tov today, Bishter. You're amazing to me. But then after that, I started thinking about my life, what I've done back. I started thinking about what I've achieved and what I've done, what Paris, and I realized that I could be and should be so much more. There's so much more I could have learned, and there's so many things I could have done better, and there's... And Mamish, I look into myself, and it was very, very difficult. When I had this cheshbon, the day I turned 40, it was very, very difficult. It was very hard. There were a lot of tears shed. That's the truth. That was the initial, after the tremendous feeling of Hakar Satov, that was my second thought, turning 40. Looking back, the years when I was your age, how much time I wasted, how much more I could have been, and I'd be more now. It's exponential growth. It all goes together, Chavra. But then I said to myself, okay, Rabbi Kiva started learning Torah 40. So stop thinking about the past. Have our eye, and we're not. Don't dwell on the past, and so start growing now. So I'm going to start growing. And I took certain Kabbalahs, and I'm working, and I'm maybe there's certain achievements I might be able to look at, maybe not, but I have to be that same flower. Halavai, if you could understand this now. I took me 22 more years in my life than you guys to figure that out and to start, and now I'm just starting. Halavai, if you guys could understand that now and really make the most of every moment now, you know who you could become, you know who you could be. You know how many more years of growth you could have? Such kinesiphrim. And of this time that you have now, are you really, honestly, the guys I've sat with, it's incredible, nachas, I mean it. Incredible. I see it on your panim, it's incredible. But honest, emes, are we making the most of every moment? Are we really growing? Are we really working on ourselves? Can we do so much more? Can we become so much more? You know, Chanukah, we said, is 89, which is Vayigmal Shkedim, and that's Moshev HaHiluch of Chanukah. 89 is also Lev Mizbeach. The heart of the Mizbeach. Chanukah, 89 is Gematria Lev Mizbeach. What does it mean, heart of the Mizbeach? So there's a Torah I love to share as well, that the Mizbeach, well, you know, was a ramp. The Mizbeach was a ramp, and it was in steps. You know the first time I said over this Torah? Your Bar Mitzvah. This is a Bar Mitzvah. It's not true. It wasn't his bar mitzvah. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. Good. You don't have to. It's a good thing you don't remember. It's my brother's bar mitzvah, Moshe. Many years off. It was my brother's bar mitzvah. My brother Moshe was about 33 years old. So it was about 20 years ago. About 20 years ago at his bar mitzvah, he had Parshas Yisro, which the last pasuk in Parshas Yisro tells that the Mizbeach was a ramp. So I heard from Binyamin Yudin years ago when I was in high school. Why is it a ramp and not steps? Pasuk Pshat is because of Snias for the Kohanim. We all know that. That's Pasuk Pshat in the pasuk. A ramp, he said, different than steps. On steps, you could be going up steps, you could be going down steps. You could be standing straight on a step. On a ramp, by definition, you're either going up or you're going down. The Mizbeach is our avoida. Our avoida is Hashem. Either we're growing and we're working ourselves, or lo aleinu, we're falling. There's no such thing of just being satiated and content in who you are. Either I'm working myself or I'm falling. So, Chanukah, which is Moshev HaHoilech, is Lev Mizbeach, Gematria, that's the heart of the Mizbeach, which is Tzitzis, which is Mezuzah, which is Vayigmal Shkedim, it's all one. And that's our Avodah. Yes, we're lighting a candle, but the next day two, and the next day three, and the next day four, and five. I'm putting in more Avodah, never stop working, never stop growing, never stop becoming more than I was yesterday. That's my avodah. That's each and every one of our avodah. Chevra, you know, like I said, Mirz Hashem, I don't know what, Mirz Hashem Mashiach is going to come, and we'll have Moshev next month Shabbos again with Mashiach, Bada. Then your parents will be here also, they'll enjoy Nachas. Mirz Hashem, everybody. But we still will have. So Mirz Hashem, when Mashiach comes, Chevra will have again next month Shabbos. But if we're not Zoich L'Mashiach, so I have a flight Sunday night. But Baruch Hashem, even if we're not Zoich L'Mashiach, I have a flight back, getting back January 13th, Amir Hashem, Monday. We'll be here for that week till Matzah Shabbos Kodesh. So hopefully we'll see each other then. But I hope and I daven we don't recognize each other. I hope and I daven that I don't recognize you and you don't recognize me. That our panim should be a different panim. Our face should be a different face. We shouldn't be the same people in 5-6 weeks from now than we are today. If we recognize each other, that means I'm not doing my avoida. I'm not going up the Mizbeach. I'm not lighting the candles of Chanukah Moshev HaHoilech. I'm not Vayigmal Shkedim with the Prachim. I'm not Vayigmal Shkedim. That's the avoida of life. Always want to be more. Never stopping to grow. And think about it. And do cheshbon ha-nefesh. So Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, the biggest bracha I can give each and every one of you. I'll give you a berachas koinim. Simcha, lim kefrayim v'chunashi, v'recha, neshmerecha, yara ne'pana v'lecha v'chunaka, yisa ne'pana v'lecha v'yaseim lecha shalom. You should be zoyche to grow every day. Be zoyche to be more tomorrow than you were today. Be zoyche to be moisef ha'ilach. Be zoyche that when we see each other, if we're not zoyche Mashiach in a few weeks, We shouldn't recognize each other. The aur should be so bright, so much brighter than it is today. And that's going to be the aur of Meretz Hashem that will bring Bez Hashem's Baruch, Mashiach Sukeinu, B'mehir B'meinu, B'kar of Mamish, Bez Hashem's Baruch.
Yeah.